agree that the only particular embodiment disclosed anywhere in the specification to act as a manipulator are the rollers in combination with the shape of the device?
Yes, Your Honor. I do agree with that, and I would also call the Court's attention to many cases, including Phillips, but many other cases that say even if a single embodiment is disclosed, that does not constitute a disavowal or a definition.
But doesn't it cause you some concern for written description? We are to construe claims to have their plain and ordinary meaning in light of the specification, but usually a patentee in this context would be quite nervous that if there is only one embodiment disclosed, if we construe the claim more broadly, it's kind of one of those be careful what you wish for things. You get a broad construction, but at the end of the day, your patent is invalid.
Well, we obviously need to deal with some other infringement issues. I want to reach one infringement issue, but we're going to have to deal with some other infringement issues and some invalidity arguments further on in the case. I don't think that the invalidity arguments are before the Court right now.
It's not that we're being asked to decide written description, but certainly we're being asked to acknowledge that, and you have yourself acknowledged that there's only one embodiment actually disclosed for what can function as a manipulator in the context of this invention, and that is the rollers. So that leaves you open to quite a strong written description defense. And you know, usually, as I said, we take that into context because one of the canons of claim construction is, you know, to construe the claim in such a way as to preserve its validity. And I'm not deciding validity, but certainly sort of cautioning you that the construction you ask for may be to your own death.
I appreciate that, Your Honor, but if the disclosure of a single embodiment led to a written description problem, this Court would have to undo reams of authority, because in effect it would be holding that every time there's a discussion of a single embodiment, although the Court says repeatedly we're not going to limit the claims that way, we're going to look at the claims, that claim may well be invalid for a written description problem. And I don't think that that's what the Court has held. What we ought to be doing is looking at the claim language. And obviously, the claim language that we're looking at refers to manipulator.